You are wondering why you should invest in public relations? Yes, to gain consumer trust. And how you do that, this is what we're talking about in this episode. Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or a marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening, and let's get started. Bonjour, hello, and welcome to episode 145 of the Nata PR School podcast. Welcome, my friends. So today we talk about trust and how to gain consumer trust. Of course, you can use public relations to get known, increase your visibility, increase awareness, as we say. So this is more to get known out there. But one other thing that public relations does is to help you gain your clients' trust. And I remember, like, before the event of the web, before internet existed, and that all the media were online as it is today, we were measuring and evaluating our PR campaigns in advertising value. I know that it's still the case in some countries, but in North America, most of the markets, I know for what, you know, in the market that I'm in, that we evaluate campaigns based on readership, viewership, so we're able to do cost per thousand to compare with publicity. So I'm not going to get into that. It's not the theme of this podcast. The theme is more how to gain trust, how to gain your consumer trust with public relations. And just to keep going on that road, for example, I remember if, let's say, a magazine was featuring a new product from one of our clients, let's say, a new sunscreen cream, and it was about, let's say, a quarter of the page. So we were looking to find out how much our client would have paid if they had to pay to advertise, and they had decided to do an advertisement of a quarter page. And let's say it's just for the exercise. Let's say the quarter page cost $2,000. So that was the cost for this quarter page. And we would, in those days, multiply this 2,000 sometimes by 3, 6, or sometimes even by 10, according to some belief out there, and based on some studies in those years. And why? It's all based on the fact that an article was read more than an advertisement. That people, of course, will spend more time reading something than, you know, looking at an advertising, at an ad, right? So this practice was really based on the fact that articles attract more attention than an advertisement, and consumer would place more trust in what is written in those articles. In those days, we had experts even claim that editorial content was more effective than advertisements to convince consumer to buy something. And for example, educational or informative, like, you know, articles in newspaper really influence purchasing decisions more than, let's say, traditional advertisements. So I just wanted to update this data because I was thinking about how we used to measure. And I'm like, I'm just wondering now with the web, with everything online, is it still similar or very different now? Do people spend also still a lot of time reading? So here's what I found. Four main results, actually, based on some research and where I could find the source. So as always, you'll see those in my show notes. So the first one, listen to this. So content marketing generates 3 times more leads than paid advertising on search engines. This is from the Content Marketing Institute. This is extremely interesting. So three times. And know that content marketing can really be generated through, yes, PR, because PR is what you should know, actually. It's sometimes the best organic part of your marketing plan, meaning you have a journalist writing an article about you guys. So content marketing, I know it can mean something else, but it's also, it's the same thing for having a journalist writing an article on you on a website, right? I know that content marketing might be what you write and put on your website, of course, but it's also this very similar. So three times more leads than paid advertising on search engines. This is interesting. Point number two, 70 to 80% of users. This is a huge number. I was really surprised by this 70 to 80% number. So they say that people ignore paid ads and focus on organic search results. That's from the Search Engine Journal. I can relate to that, and I'm sure you can too. When you're looking for something and you see all these ads popping up, you probably don't pay attention to those. Or you're on YouTube and you're looking for something, and then you have this ad that you can skip. So as soon as you can skip it, you skip it. So you probably don't remember that ad, right? But that's a huge number, 70 to 80%. Number three, 37% of consumer trust articles or blogs written by experts. That's from Nielsen. That I can really believe this. And point number four, 74% of consumer trust educational articles and what they call white papers or something very specific, specialized publication when they evaluate a company or a product. That's from Demand Gen Report. Or you can think about, annual car guides, for example. So 74% would really trust what are in these guides and reports. That's very interesting. I was surprised by all of that because, as you know, even with this crazy phenomenon of fake news that has, oh my God, had a significant impact on the credibility of journalists, of course, especially in North America, if you still compare it with advertising effects. So they still have a bigger impact, right? So a review of a new car or a new beauty product will always carry more credibility with your clients and consumers simply because why? It's something written by a third party. So you have a journalist or a blogger or your favorite influencer today that's talking about a product, and let's say they say that they really enjoy this product, that they like the benefits they get through using this or that, it will influence you more than advertising. So this is very interesting. So 4 points. I like the last one, especially the 74% of consumer trust articles and white papers when evaluating a company. And this brings me to one of our students at the Nata PR School, Antoine, that really summarizes this effect of using PR to create trust, generate trust. This is what he says. So after just one interview on local TV, I became an expert in the eyes of my followers and gained 400 new followers overnight. Isn't that crazy? And that's a small city where he is. So just overnight. So that's Antoine Bolduc from Atypique Equipment. So you can go see what he's doing. So having this filter, which is called TV, and what is great now is those segments end up online most of the time. So he could even use those and put them on Facebook, on his website. So this filter gave him so much credibility and it really created trust. So people really got to know him. They saw him. He was really this young entrepreneur starting a business. So they really liked what he had to say. And so they became fans. That's so interesting. And I know it was just at the beginning of building his community. That's very interesting. So advertising really generates sales, of course. I love advertising. You probably heard me say that. So it's extremely useful. But public relations really help you get known. And public relations will bring you what? The credibility and recognition that Antoine Bolduc enjoys today. So do like my friend Antoine, get on our list, and of course, join my program, the NADA PR School, where I'm teaching you how to combine PR to your marketing plan, and of course, how you can combine it with social media in less than 2 hours a week. Definitely easy, because this is how I discovered PR when I was myself a young marketing director back in the days. So hopefully you've enjoyed this episode, you've liked it. And if you want to continue the conversation, you know where to find me. You can go on our website. All the links also to get on our list and register to our programs are there. And more than all, if you like this podcast, please give us a note. And I hope you'll be joining me next week. À la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to nadapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the NADA PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nada@nadapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine.